Husker fans here for the showdown. Amy Just, Sam McEwen. Amy, here we are. Last two games of the year, they're playing at Wisconsin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
First trip to Madison, right?
Yeah, I've never been to Wisconsin.
Great town. You're going to love it.
I'm super excited. I thought I had been to 49 states, but after talking it over with my mom, she's like, I don't think you've been to Wisconsin. And sure enough, I haven't. But
so
that changes.
48?
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Alaska.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. We're going on a cruise next year.
Well
done. So I can hammer out all 50 before my 30th birthday.
I'm on like 40 because I haven't been to New England. I haven't been to a lot of spots.
I did that this summer.
That's right. You did.
It was great. Matt Rule gave me some pretty good recommendations.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. He was very excited to hear that I was going up there.
Not the Jersey Shore, but the Lobster Shore.
Yes.
I mean, speaking of Matt Rule, okay, so the team's 5-5, and they're just one game away from making a bowl. They prepared interestingly this week for Wisconsin, right? I wasn't there on Tuesday, but they were playing jump around. I think they're leaning a little bit more into, okay, external motivation this week. It's not just getting to a bowl game, but this is a team we haven't beaten in a long time. But in order to beat Wisconsin, they're going to have to get better quarterback play than they've had so far. Where do you think things are at this moment based on what Rule said Monday, Satterfield said Tuesday, and what can they get better at on Saturday?
Yeah, I tend to agree with Marcus Satterfield in that decision making needs to be better. The guys need to go past their first read. I think that is what has hamstrung Jeff Sims, is I don't think he ever goes past his first read. So you look at decision making, you look at the positions that the coaches are putting them in, and you just try to work on those things. As far as the who is going to be this week, I think it's still up in the air as we were recording this before Matt Rule talks on Thursday. But if Heinrich can't go, I think you have to go with Chuba.
I agree. Why do you think that, though?
I just think that Jeff has issues with both fumbling and decision-making, which leads to interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the point now where you can't keep making those mistakes. Matt Rule has said it all year long. If you fumble the football, you cannot play for us.
Right.
I think I've used that quote in like four columns this year. And it happened again this past week, and you just can't keep doing that, especially when that play alone leads to a touchdown, like it did against Purdue. So can't keep doing that. But, you know, I want to hear how Heinrich is doing, because even if he is less than 100%, like I said with Jeff earlier in the season, with a bum ankle, you cannot throw him out there. If you take away one of his wheels, that's a terrible idea too.
Well, and they won't. They got to protect whatever happens with him the rest of this season. And then I think one of the lessons that I think they've learned, I don't even know if that's the right way to say it, because they're smart guys. He was overexposed physically. I don't say that lightly. Like I often don't say that, because I think football's a physical sport. But Harbor got hammered a couple of times. And I felt like whether he knew how to run the option or what the reason was for that, up until last week, they're saying, why don't you run through somebody's face?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I mean, this kid, one thing we'll say about Harburg, I don't know if he's going to be the quarterback next year. You've kind of suggested maybe not, you know, so have I. That kid wants it more than just about anybody.
Yep.
And he's really tough.
Yep.
He's really tough.
I would go out on a limb to say he's probably one of the toughest on the team.
Yeah.
He wants this more than just about anyone on the team. It's like him and Ethan Piper are like the guys who want it the most. And he's tried. I mean, he's literally put his body on the line for that. And, you know, I feel bad.
Takes more than want to. The quarterback position is more than just the physical courage part. That does matter. I agree with you that if Heinrich can't go, and I think you got to take care of that kid and make sure he's healthy.
I do too.
I would go with Chuba. Same reason you said, I don't know what the deal is with Sims. That's a question that hopefully we get to ask Jeff Sims at some point. But the reality is, you had the fumble, you just mentioned it, and then the next play, the next time he goes out there, I question the play call as to why they would do that. But the throw was a WTF kind of throw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? Like, it wasn't even...
It was very strange.
Oh, like, terrible.
It was... It was a duck.
It was. Yeah, just sitting up there in the sky. It was. I mean, I think it's Chuba. So that's part of it. Let's say there's a guy. Now, how do you build an offense around that guy to score, let's just say, 17 points?
I think you do similar to what you did with Heinrich, just less passing.
You think they're going to run it more?
I think they should. They're not having issues with it.
Yeah.
Lately, they have before, but I mean, feed Emmett a little bit more.
I would. There you go.
And, yep. You know, do some option stuff, you know, maybe not as complicated of things. Like, keep it simple.
I do think Chuba can make people miss a little easier.
I do. I do. I don't think he's as fast as Heinrich, but I think he's a little more shifty.
Yep. He turns on a dime better. And one of the challenges, like we saw that on one of his runs. I can't remember
which
one
it was. It was a long one.
Yeah, it was the second run. The first run was fine, but the second run, he kind of made a guy miss.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the thing that Harburg struggles with is the change of direction piece. And so there's four or five times this year I thought Heinrich took shots that I've never seen a quarterback take here since Lord. And I include Adrian in that. Adrian took some shots, but the one Heinrich took obviously against Purdue and just a couple others, I was like, this is an amount of punishment that's rare in the sport today. I agree with you about Emmett Johnson. I do think you've got to find a way to throw a couple of deep throws. I think you got to give Malachi Coleman, and I've said this a couple of times, you got to give him a chance. And in my opinion, you got to let him isolate.
Yep.
So if you've got him on the side of the field and it's a 3-by-1 and he's the middle guy or he's even the outside guy, that's a lot of traffic. I would love to see circumstances, at least two, where it's 2nd-10 from the 23, Malachi's isolated on one side of the field, probably the short side of the field, and just throwing a fade to him.
Yep.
Got to give that kid a chance to make a play.
Yeah.
And I think he's getting caught up in traffic.
Yes, I think so too. I think that's where a lot of, not a lot of, but some interceptions have come from.
Yep,
I agree. Is where they're trying to do that, or they're trying to throw to someone else, and Malachi's also in there, and there's just a lot of defenders in that space. You know, and even a play that Heinrich made a couple weeks ago with some zone coverage trying to get to Malachi. That was a great throw. But
and that was an example when it worked. He was on one side with three guys and he was and he came through the zone. But I don't know. There's things that Satterfield and Rule don't do that like a lot of teams do, that quick screen game. They don't love it, obviously. And they don't love the fade ball, like where it's just an isolated fade ball. I thought, okay, so the 3rd-and-goal play, why don't you put Thomas Fedoni out there, line him out wide, one-on-one matchup, and if a safety comes over, Thomas is taller anyway. That, to me, is a reasonable third down play, what they did.
Not that it
matters, but it's more complex
run the ball.
Than it needed to be. I agree with you.
Just run the ball.
I would have run it too. But it also wasn't the safest pass. I think Rule's trying to defend his guys. Okay, so I don't love Nebraska's chances to win the game if Braylon Allen plays, but we don't know if he's going to play.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest determining factor in whether Wisconsin scores points or they don't. They're on their third string running back. If he doesn't play, that guy's not great. Wisconsin throws a lot of underneath, so they're going to have 3-step drop. Doop, doop, doop. If Nebraska tackles, Wisconsin's going to have a hard time scoring.
Yep.
So I like Nebraska's chances if Allen doesn't play. If he does play, I don't, because I think he's hard to tackle. And he's got 320 yards against Nebraska over 2 games. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
So we'll see what happens. Let's move on to hoops. Okay, let's go Nebraska-Creighton women's on Sunday. This is a big game every year. Nebraska gets an opportunity to host it. I'm sure they'll have a really good crowd at PBA. I don't love Nebraska's chances at this moment
I didn't like their chances with her.
Okay.
And good now.
For you. I agree with you.
And now, I just hope they keep it close.
Yeah.
Because last year was ugly.
It was.
Last year was awful.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. I agree with you. I agree. I didn't love their chances with Jazz. I'm not sure they get a lot worse without her. And I don't mean this as a knock on her. I think she's the best player on the team. But one thing that will now happen if she doesn't play, and maybe she will, is Darren White's going to take over kind of running the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's one thing Creighton's not great at, it's like covering that. Like, Darren White's like a running back. Mm-hmm. It's just going to go down the lane, up the middle, over top. And Creighton will get worn down doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that's not Jazz's game. Jazz kind of plays outside, and that good. I appreciate that. Yeah. Why didn't you like their chances with Jazz?
I just think that Creighton is very similar to what they were last year, and they're really good.
They are.
And, I mean, they're ranked for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they made the run that they did last year for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, if this game was a month from now, maybe.
Okay.
But right now, I still think there's a lot to learn. I still think, like with men's basketball, they're dealing with the attrition of injuries to key players. And I just don't think that they're ready for Creighton.
Agreed. We'll see what happens. I do like Darren White's chance to have a good game.
If she sets the tone early, then maybe I'm wrong. No, but no.
I think you're dead on.
But no. I'm excited to watch her while I'm riding in the car back from Madison.
I so wish we were able to be at that game.
I know.
That's always a fun one.
I wish that I could be at that game, that I could be at Nebraska soccer this weekend.
Or on Friday night. Shout out to them. Good luck.
But you know,
they play Tennessee.
They do. They play Tennessee. And then if they win that one, then they'll play the winner of UC Irvine and Gonzaga on Sunday.
They've already beaten Gonzaga this year.
They have.
And UC Irvine upset UCLA. The reason Nebraska's hosting this weekend, dear viewer, is because UCLA lost to UC Irvine.
And Xavier lost to Tennessee. Lost. Nebraska needed a lot to go their way to be able to host this weekend.
Now they get it.
Now they do.
On the men's hoops. I actually like what I'm seeing. I know that they're frustrated a little bit with their shooting, fairly so. But I feel like they're beating teams by margins that they wouldn't have beaten these teams by 3 years ago. That's me. What do you think?
I think that they will have time to figure it out. I think that they're still not fully healthy.
Right.
And when you get starters back into the lineup, granted, Juwan didn't start last night, but he did provide a huge spark off the bench and to lead them in points. I think that once they get that figured out, like they haven't played much together, like at all. Because you think about, okay, Josiah got hurt, Rink had his incident, like Blaze is still hurt. Juwan just got back from his suspension. Ramel. I mean, the list goes on, right? So I think once they finally start to play together, that will happen. Because they don't know each other's tendencies yet. Because it's not like, oh, well, they haven't played in games together. They haven't practiced much together either.
Right.
So I think it'll come. And I think it's early. I'm really interested. Again, something I wish I could be at this weekend. Their game this weekend in South Dakota against Oregon State. I think that will be their toughest test so far.
Oh, yeah.
I do think Oregon State is down a little bit from past years, but I still think it's going to be a tough test for them.
Bryce Williams said, we're going to go on the road, not in front of our home crowd. And I was like, oh, Bryce.
Oh, I don't think he...
It's going to be all Nebraska fans, my friend. That's all that's going to be there. I mean,
maybe some Oregon State families.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Because I went and looked yesterday. I was talking to Wilson. I was like, are any of these players from South Dakota? Nope. So I don't know why Oregon State agreed to that. Maybe they got a hey, you're the FOIA. You're the FOIA champ. Maybe they got a three-game series with Oregon State or something, and this is like the first of the three or something. Because they had that, remember that with K-State?
Yeah.
Where they were going to play in Kansas City, and then they did a home-and-home. Maybe that's what this is.
It could be. Or they know that
it's just a distinct Nebraska disadvantage for Oregon State.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I have no clue. I have no clue, but maybe money talks? I don't know.
That's possible. I've liked what I've seen for the most part from him. You know, and of course, you can watch the game. You can watch a basketball game 17 different ways. And what I'll say is that I just, outside of maybe the opening moments of the first game, when I thought they were a little out-hustled, I think they've hustled well. I think they fight for plays. I think Josiah Alec is a spark every time he's on the floor. But I think Juwan Gary being back will allow Josiah to be even better for maybe three fewer minutes. That way he doesn't get worn down, because then Juwan can play a few of those roles. And I like a lot of what I'm seeing. Jamarcus Lawrence will eventually hit shots. Mm-hmm. He isn't yet.
No, but again, he'll figure out all the other
things he's doing. Yeah. Like he's
creating a lot of opportunities for people, which is what you need to do. Like if it's not falling for you, create those opportunities for somebody else. And that's what he did yesterday.
He did. And he's the point guard.
Yep.
It's pretty obvious. He's the guy that, and different from all the other guys they've had. They've all been different. Let's be honest. Yep. I mean, gosh, I can't even remember the first guy's name, but Delano Banton, I should remember him. Banton, Verge, Sam was different from all of them. And honestly, Jamarcus is different from all of them too. He's not as tall as Sam. He's going to do a few different things differently. Needs to hit more shots, but I think he's making plays, and I do think they'll beat Oregon State. And then I don't know what, you know, knockovers they have next week. And then they play Creighton.
They could easily go 7-0 to start.
I think they will. I think they'll be 7-0 playing Creighton, and I think Creighton will be undefeated. Creighton's offense is obviously incredible. Their defense isn't great, but we'll see. Won't that be something if Nebraska and Creighton are both 7-0?
When was the last time that happened?
I don't know. I think it was this last time that, you know, Nebraska was 6-0 or whatever. It was when Doc was there.
Yeah, a while ago.
I don't know if Creighton was undefeated. I don't know that it's happened very often.
No, I really don't know. The first time Nebraska's been 4-0 under Fred.
I know. Pretty impressive. Okay, that's our showdown for this week. I think we'll be back to talk briefly before Thanksgiving next week about the Black Friday game. And then, hey, what's bigger? The Nebraska-Wisconsin volleyball match on Friday after the football game. You got 11 a.m. football, 3 p.m. volleyball, your whole day already set up. For Amy, I'm Sam. Thanks for watching.